a can and miss. Yet third a main event here on CCNO. John Harding's our engineer this afternoon. He won't be adequate. Let's jump right into the weather room. Let's do that right now. With us, the bookmobile operator, sometime meteorologist, Dr. Michael Lunch.
Yeah.
How are you today, Lunch?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. I have a weather fact that's even older than you are.
You know, I knew you were going to have a weather fact because my shoulder blade is itching. That means it's time for a weather fact.
You really need a shower,
I'm going to take one.
Ooh.
And I got some new soap, too.
New soap?
Yeah, time for my brother Crazy Harold and his daughter Sarah, 17 years old, going on 34, who are arriving tonight via airplane.
You're going to bathe for your brother and your niece.
Already we had a funny little sequence, and he isn't even here yet.
Really? What happened?
Well, I tell you, this is the Lord's truth.
Okay.
I pick up the phone at 10 after 12 today at my house.
At the mansion.
At my manse.
Yeah.
And they says, is Harold there?
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
No, Harold doesn't get here till 6:05. He says, what do you mean he doesn't get there till 6:05? I'm taking him to the airport.
Okay.
I said, now, wait a minute. Now, you are taking him to the airport and you're calling for him. He's, that's right. This is the number he gave me to call. I said, where is he going? He said, he's going to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
From Los Angeles. I said, then you are calling, sir, from Los Angeles. Where's Harold? I said, well, this is Minneapolis, and we are 2,000 miles away. He says, this is the number he gave me to call to take him to the airport in Los Angeles.
Harold is getting scatterbrained.
Oh,
yes.
The guy says, I'm a little late. I better find another number. Click, he hung up.
That's the number Harold left him,
that's
huh?
right. My number in Minneapolis, so the guy could call him, pick him up in L.A., and take him to the airport.
Well, at least he had you in mind when
that's
he gave
right.
the number.
I said to my wife, Nanook, he ain't getting here on time.
No. He may be here, what, next Tuesday?
Now, this guy is a little fried, too, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right.
Pays for a phone call to Minneapolis to pick him up at the airport.
Yeah.
And he's calling from Los Angeles, and Harold's in Los Angeles. Well, I mean, I just didn't know, you know, yeah. when he got the call, I could, what is going on here?
He just had the wrong city, that's
yes,
all.
That's all, but I figured he hasn't got here yet, and he's got a friend picking him up at the airport to take him back to Minneapolis Airport to get him back to L.A., right?
Yeah.
I figured it was a weak hint,
yeah,
maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't. No, very, this was his L.A. ride.
Very confusing.
Yeah, very confusing.
Very confusing. Doesn't take much these days.
No, what's the temperature?
We have 80 degrees, and it's time for the oldest weather fact I have.
Yes.
This date, back in 1876, the ice finally broke up in Duluth Harbor.
What year?
This date back in 1876. I don't even think you were around.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, my great-grandfather, Bascom Cannon.
The meanest man in the whole world.
Yes, from Iron River, Michigan was around.
When did he pass away anyway? I can't remember.
Oh, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
No.
Except that they're happy.
We were all so mad at him, nobody cared. But
he just kind of drifted away and never came back.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He was mean.
He was mean.
He used to get on the air with me from time to time when he visited. It was just outlandish.
Put you down.
Did indeed. Proceed.
Why should he be different?
That's true.
We're going to have hotter and hotter temperatures the next couple of days. The heat's going to be moving in. The humidity is going to be moving in as well. And for the most part, skies will be clear to partly cloudy. Highs near 90 on Friday, highs in the low to mid-90s Saturday and Sunday.
I will be immersing my golden body in many city lakes over the weekend if it's going to be that hot.
You're going to tour the lakes.
That's right.
Yeah. McIntosh, Minnesota.
I'm going to swim home.
You're going to swim home,
yeah,
huh?
Start at Hiawatha.
Yeah?
Swim over to Nokomis.
Yeah?
Swim Nokomis. Nokomis will swim Harriet.
Yeah?
Harriet to Calhoun. Cedar. Then Brownie Lake. And then I'm not going to tell nobody. And nobody has to know where I live in my mansion, of course.
Oh, your mansion. Thought you may go on Minnehaha and go up the creek.
I've been up a creek without that proverbial paddle for a long time.
Many times.
Ever since 1971.
When CCO made a drastic departure from the normal and hired the vagabond disc jockey, Steve Cannon.
Who is?
Rude, bombastic, and arrogant.
That was in our 60th anniversary issue of the WCCO, written by the WCCO promotion department. That's verbatim.
That was the opening paragraph.
That was supposed to be a complimentary magazine. Rather, a book about all of us.
And some of the things they wrote about Boone and Erickson.
Oh, they were
and
nice.
Paul
things.
Stagg and yeah. Bill Deal, and then you.
I put that in there.
You were the last one, the last biography they had, I think, too.
Then they had that picture of me looking very stern. Remember
that's
that
one? That's right. You look like a puppy beater. You look mean.
I look like one of the engineers that just made major goofs on the new $4.5 million engineering facility they have right
now. That's right. Yeah, you were red in the face, but it was a black and white picture.
True.
Couldn't see that. McIntosh, Minnesota turns 100 years old this weekend.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. McIntosh right now is sunny and 72 degrees.
Where is McIntosh?
Up there, by Park Rapids and Fertile and places like that.
By Climax.
By Climax, too. La Crosse, Wisconsin, mostly sunny and 80 degrees.
They're not near Lude, though.
No, they're not near Lude. No, they're not quite that great. La Crosse, Wisconsin, mostly sunny, 80. Get this. Duluth right now
yes.
is sunny and 54.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, they got a wind off the lake there. It's great. And in Leader, Minnesota now, mostly sunny skies and 74 degrees.
Leader, Minnesota?
Leader, Minnesota.
Whoa, I think that's near Caledonia.
It's closer to Motley.
Oh, boy.
Near that fish market.
Yeah, John Harding just yelled that one out. Harding, if you're going to guess, don't yell in my earphones.
I don't
need any worse advice than I can give myself, right?
That's true. You're already confused.
Caledonia's near Harmony in Rochester.
That's right. Well, this is near Motley.
Motley is near Bemidji.
That's right.
I used to take the Motley cutoff when I was going to Bemidji.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, off the K-Bun radio.
That's right. I had a great job there, you know. My day off was Sunday.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sunday.
Until 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, you had the whole morning to yourself?
That's right.
Oh, you could go to church and stuff. Gee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whole morning.
Mm-hmm.
Falling barometer now, 30.13 inches. East winds at 6. Humidity on the show, 45%. Sunshine and 80 degrees.
Hang on, lunch. We got some business to do, then I'm coming back.
Oh, yeah.
The Cannon Mess with the Hollywood tattletale, Jim St. Jim. So what's happening in Hollyweird?
Well, I'll tell you. Want to talk movies or
yes.
you want news? What do you want today?
Yeah, we'll talk movies, yeah.
Okay, well, there's so many good ones, I'll tell you. Batman, of course, we've talked about
yep,
that.
Yep.
All right, Dead Poets Society, we've talked about that.
Yeah, those are two hot ones.
Those are good ones. Yeah, I like those. Ghostbusters 2, Forget.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad. Okay. I mean, wait for that to come out on video and then borrow it from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Great Balls of Fire.
You can't turn a TV on here without watching a spot
for
that.
I like it. I mean, you know, that's my kind of music. I like it. I'll bet when you were an old DJ, you played that stuff.
You bet I did.
I'll bet you did.
Well, is there any plot?
Well, not really.
Just the music.
Well, first thing you got to realize, this isn't the Jerry Lee Lewis story. It's more or less 2 years of his life.
I see. It doesn't show where he has some of those altercations where...
No, not really. It really dwells on that, the early married, you know, marrying his second cousin or whatever. And
how's Dennis Quaid?
Oh, I like Dennis Quaid, but now you got to remember, Jerry Lee Lewis is doing all the singing.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one song on the soundtrack where they sing together, and you'll see why Jerry Lee Lewis is doing all the singing.
Okay.
All right, now a good one to take the kids to is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Is that good?
It's cute. It's a cute movie. Plus, you get to see the Roger Rabbit cartoon, Tummy Trouble.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
You got to go see that.
Yeah.
All right, Miracle Mile, we talked about that last
week. Yeah, I want to see that. That hasn't opened here yet.
Oh, it isn't there yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then when it does come there, make sure you see it.
Tell me a movie with Meg Ryan. She's one of my favorites.
Oh, she's got a new one coming out. I'm going to see it Monday night. I've got the invitation somewhere right in front of me. It's with Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Was it a comedy or what?
Well, Rob Reiner directs it. It's called When Harry Met Sally.
It must be a comedy.
Well, I believe it's kind of a comedy, but I think there's some real serious parts in it. It's about a young guy trying to handle the problems of falling in love with 40 different women. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those days.
Oh, barely.
I bet you do. All right, The Karate Kid Part 3.
No.
You know, they should have stuck with 2 and left it.
Okay.
Okay. Scenes from The Class Struggle in Beverly Hills. Is that in your neighborhood yet?
I think that is open, yeah.
I like that.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Star Trek, I was disappointed in that one.
Were you?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not a big Star Trek fan.
Well,
so.
The Trekkies will go, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. They've got a built-in audience.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, of course. If you want action and you haven't seen it, go see it.
Okay.
That's really about it. But, boy, that's enough. I'm still waiting for you to see Earth Girls Are Easy.
I'm going to see that because that's, you know, you
that's
like
true.
That. And the reviews have been real good on that,
baby. It's a cute movie. It's a cute movie. It really is.
That's Gina Davis.
Yeah, Gina Davis and Jeff Goldblum, her husband.
And in real life, too, aren't they?
Pardon me?
Aren't they married in real life?
Yeah, in real life, they're married.
Yeah.
And Julie Brown. Now, you know MTV has two Julie Browns. You know this because I know you watch it all the time.
Oh, I've got it on right now.
So there's the black one. That's Downtown Julie Brown.
Right.
She's not in it.
Okay.
The one with the fairly large...
Yes.
Yeah, that's the white Julie Brown.
Yes.
All right.
She's in it.
She's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in it.
She's the star, so to speak, in this
Well,
thing,
so to speak.
She? Yeah.
Well, let's just say Earth Girls Are Easy.
I'm going to see
that.
All
right, you got to make some money because I got some news for you.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to have to We're going to have to leave you early today.
Well, okay.
So just give me that quickie news.
I was just going to tell you about Hugh Hefner's wedding.
Oh, do it quick.
That's tomorrow. I'm going.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. That's a big event.
Listen, will you kiss Kimberly for me?
Hey, listen, it'll be my pleasure. Well, you know, when she throws out the bouquet, he's going to throw out the little black book. I'm going to catch it.
You better.
I'm going to catch it, and I'd share it with you, but I don't think Mrs. Cannon would like that.
No. Now, let me ask you this. Is he going to get married in his pajamas?
No. I got the scoop on this. Nobody's going to tell you this but me.
Okay.
He's going to wear a black tuxedo. Everyone will tell you that. He is going to have silk boxer shorts on.
No kidding.
See? Now, I get those things that nobody else gets.
No Speedos, though.
No,
huh?
Well, I'll have my Speedos.
Oh, good.
I'm going to have my Speedos. Now, one thing, though, they have signed a prenuptial agreement.
Yes.
Which guarantees that she will get $1 million for every year the couple stays married.
Terrific.
Now, in other words, I figured it out, she gets almost $2,740 a night as the new Mrs. Hefner.
Wow.
You know, I think Mrs. Cannon should renegotiate.
Oh, forget it.
I do.
Forget
right, I got to run.
Wait a minute. Before you go, let me ask you this.
What?
I understand during the wedding, couples can't use the grotto.
Oh, right.
They can't swim into the grotto.
They can't use the bathroom either. Hey, you want to hear the best one, though?
Yeah.
The ushers are going to be dressed in white tuxedos.
Yeah.
They have to have a tan or they can't have the job.
I love it.
Is that California? All right.
Talk to you later.
James St. James, alive in Hollywood.